Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dreams really do come true, at least for Joseph. It had been about 20 years since the teenager boy dreamt of how his brothers would one day bow down before him. And tonight we see 10 of those brothers right there, down on their knees before Joseph with their faces in the ground. They were hungry, you see. The whole world was hungry. Pharaoh's dreams about 7 years of plenty had come to pass, and now 7 years of famine were underway. It was all happening just as Joseph had dreamt and foreseen. Dreams really do come true. But for Joseph's brothers, a nightmare was about to begin. For almost two decades now, they had been living in a lie. They had been hiding a deep, dark secret. They had sold their brother into a life of slavery and misery. They had lied to their father, had broken old Jacob's heart by telling them that Joseph was dead. Their hatred had its way with Joseph, and they smugly concealed their sin. But now they were bowing down before Joseph, second in command of all of Egypt, whom they did not recognize. And soon they would be chased, hounded, and tortured by their own guilty conscience. I'm sure you know what a conscience is. A bad or guilty conscience affects your whole view of the world. When you are concealing some shameful conduct, when you are being chased by a bad conscience, your whole world begins to look dirty and dark, a reflection of your own sin and shame. When we go to God on repentant knees, our Lord, He cleanses us so that we can see the world bathed in crystal clarity, our Lord's life, His light and love. Confession and absolution is the only solution for a wounded, fearful conscience. But the journey from a bad conscience to a clean conscience is not easy. It's a journey we cannot make without the Lord's help. And this help from the Lord is not always what you might imagine. A conscience that is smug and comfortable cannot be cleansed. God's law must do its work. This is why Joseph initially acts so harshly with his brothers. This is why Joseph doesn't reveal himself to his brothers right away. This is why he treats them like strangers and speaks roughly to them. This is why Joseph puts them through the paces and brings their sin to remembrance. These brothers have a classic case of a dirty conscience. They tremble horribly, and fear God's vengeance. Their conscience causes them to dread what lies ahead around every corner. As soon as Joseph demanded that they go and fetch their youngest brother and bring him down to Egypt, they say to one another, "In truth," they say, "we are guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul, and he begged us, and we did not listen. That is why this distress has come upon us." To all of this, Reuben replies, "Now there comes a reckoning for his blood. His blood is upon us." Now it seems to them their sin is coming back to bite them, and justice is about to be served. But in reality, what feels so painful to them is not punishment. Joseph isn't just toying with them. They are simply being led down a road of repentance. The pain they feel is so sharply will lead to purity. Their conscience is being crushed so that it might be cleansed of sin. Like Joseph's brothers, we too know what it feels like to be chased by a guilty conscience, to have our view of the world clouded and smudged by the stain of our own sin. Our sin can't be covered up forever. We see it play out before our eyes in this holy season of Lent, as we look back on the bloody reckoning that Jesus endured in our stead. Although he was pure and sinless, his blood was shed to pay for our sins. He endured the pain of the cross so that you and I might know purity and peace. He was crushed. He was crushed so that you might be cleansed of every sin. Jesus Christ has answered for all of your sins. He's answered for them all. The only question is whether you have faith to believe that. In the Passion, according to St. Luke, we hear about the scene involving Jesus and Barabbas. Barabbas was a rebel. He was a murderer and had shed the blood of innocent people. He was guilty. He was guilty on all accounts and was about to receive a reckoning for his evil acts. But at the insistence of the crowd, guilty Barabbas goes free, and innocent Jesus is delivered over to death. The man who shed innocent blood goes free, and the innocent man goes to the cross to shed his innocent blood so that you and I can be cleansed of all unrighteousness. This is God's remedy, his remedy for the tragedy of our sin. The Lord Jesus has a gift for you, the gift of a clean conscience. If we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You don't have to be chased and hounded by a dirty conscience. You can live each day in the bright clarity of our Lord's forgiveness and peace. Justice has been served on his cross, and your conscience has been cleansed by his holy, precious blood. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.